I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking how much everyone underestimated the ultimate effect of Mitch McConnell's gamble to refuse to allow President Barack Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court even a hearing. At the time, it seemed unlikely the Republican candidate could prevail, considering overwhelming poll data and his propensity to commit formerly unforgivable political sins. Remember, he was the guy who derided Mexican immigrants as the worst that country had to offer, labeled John McCain a loser for getting captured and put in a prison camp, and admitted on tape that he regularly sexually assaulted women and that they liked it because he was a celebrity. Who does that and gets elected? Fast forward, and by the time his term was over, McConnell's gamble paid off big time, with conservatives owning a 6-3 majority on the ruling body that essentially constitutes a third of the power comprised by the federal government. So far, the court has, in spite of promises not to, overturned Roe v. Wade, eliminating the constitutional right for a woman to choose what to do with her own body, limited the ability of the EPA to regulate carbon emissions to mitigate global warming, and made a couple of rulings that have further eroded the separation of church and state. But the best, as they say, is yet to come. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a North Carolina case that centers on whether the state's Republican-led legislature is the only entity that can set the rules for federal elections. That argument is often referred to as the independent state legislatures doctrine, a legal theory that says only state legislators have the authority to set rules for federal elections. While the Supreme Court could take a wide range of actions in the North Carolina case, experts and voting rights advocates say a full-throated endorsement of the independent state legislature theory by the court that has a 6-3 conservative majority could roll back limits on partisan gerrymandering, unwind voter-implemented changes like ranked choice voting, and gut voter protections against discrimination found in state constitutions and more. Such a ruling would put state election codes and congressional redistricting plans entirely in the hands of partisan state legislators, many of which have been repeatedly criticized by state courts and others for aggressively gerrymandering and enacting restrictive voting laws. So, it would eliminate another check and balance that is currently in place to preserve free and fair elections and our democracy by allowing whoever is in power to essentially rig the system to be sure they could never lose. I do not believe even McConnell could have predicted how well his gamble has paid off.